I'm here for the ones that don't want to disrupt culture. So first things first, this is the reason why I'm trying to put y'all on the Nadia Lee Cohen, if y'all don't know who she is yet. The thing is, like, I can't even put her in a box because it's like, she's not a photographer, just like a stylist. Like, she's more like a world builder. Like, she creates these characters, like, full lives, like, full atmospheres behind the characters. Like, one of her biggest projects was she lived as, like, 33 people. Like, when she did that, she basically, like, found random name tags in different stores and built a whole backstory on who the person could have been, like, how they dress, what they leave on their nightstand, you know, how they probably grew up. Like, that's like a movie, fool. Like, that's like anthropology. And she's shooting this all through like a lens of like bold, campy, raw, and like, but it's still beautiful in the end of it, you know what I mean? Don't get it twisted though, like, she not just in her own little world. Like, she'll work with some of your favorite people and brands, from Todd the Creator, Lana Del Rey, Rihanna, Kim K, Balenciaga, Miu Miu, and so many more. It's like, they rock with her, you know? And she takes her taste and puts it on them. You feel me? Like, one of the things I like about her the most, like, Muse, the model and the director, you know? I'm like, in a world where everyone is like making mood boards, you know what I'm saying? Like, Nadia is the mood board. So my question is, like, are we getting to the point to where it's like we're letting people like Nadia lead the aesthetic conversation? Or, like, are we still catching up to what she's doing? You feel me?